The irregular search for truth. Tonight, foot corns. Where do they come from? And how to get rid of them? The Olympics. Is Canada the new world power? Flatulence. Isn't that fun? All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go again. So, what do you want to talk about this week?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I was just thinking because the Olympics just finished.
We should start with the Olympics.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you watch any of it?
I think other than that one little piece of whatever it was when we were in a bar at one point. No. I don't have a TV, so it's hard to watch anything current.
That's funny because I actually didn't watch any of it either. I watched, I mean, if I saw it, it was when I was in a bar.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and like I think maybe one other time that we went out, and I think I caught the opening games the opening ceremonies in a bar.
The Olympics is interesting because it's that one time when these really obscure sports become prominent. And even like the Summer Games, which is sort of like the more robust Olympics, you know, the Winter Games is kind of like, well, really only... I mean, like, really only your Northern European... They're Northern European sports, and they're, like... And then, like, you know, some Asian countries have competitors, but it's not like any of, you know, South Asia or Africa really have...
Any hope
competitive
of, like, you know.
Teams or anything like that. So, I mean, it's like... The Winter Games are kind of like, you know, the little cousin of the Olympics, but...
Definitely.
But I think even in the Summer Games, it's like... There's a lot of sports that, like, they're almost archaic... And you don't ever think about those outside of the Olympics, like the javelin and, you know, and like all those track and field sports that you learned how to do when you're in fifth grade. I mean, javelin actually has some purpose, I guess, if you could hunt with a javelin, but...
I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, they're the sort of the most basic sports.
Right,
I mean,
right. They're the ancient Greek sports.
And that's, yeah, I mean, those ones are, I suppose. But, I mean, you know, the ones now, I mean, running...
Yeah.
And throwing. Like, there's just like basic things that you can do better than other people.
Yeah.
Right? And
like
punching. And punching.
Yeah.
But
well,
even
it's
swimming,
odd that
you know?
Boxing has sort of like been... I mean, I guess boxing is still in the Olympics, but it doesn't seem to get the same coverage, you know?
Well, it's like people like boxing, I think, at least in the United States, because you beat the crap out of somebody else. But, you know, in the Olympics, it's almost like academic. You know, it's like you wear the big poofy head guards. You wear the probably the lightest weight, you know, gloves. You have a mouth guard.
Well, they wear a mouth guard in regular boxing, but they don't wear the helmets.
Right, but it's just, I mean, you could see them and that they're much more padded, and it's more like, you know, it's about the hits and about the form, right? Whereas like in boxing, at least heavyweight, and people only focus on, I feel like, the heavyweight and sort of the lightweight, whereas they don't like really care about the flyweight or all the really,
unless
like,
there's someone really exciting in that.
Really exciting, but it's usually they're looking for somebody who beats the crap out of the other person.
Right, right.
You know? And then people have been like watching, I guess, IFC a lot or the
UFC.
UFC.
Yeah.
Where like people are really hurting each other, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get some lighter people, but then you still see the sort of like carnage.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like in the Olympics, you don't hear about it because it's all the really lightweight people.
Yeah.
You know, and they all have the head gear on and the padding and all that stuff. You know, it's just, that's why I think you don't hear about
it. Yeah. And you also, I mean, there's not as much self-promotion, I guess, that goes on in the Olympics. It's not like, you know, and here's the fighter from whatever, Thailand, and he's like, I am the greatest fighter, you know. All these people are worthless.
They don't have a good way in or whatever.
Right. I mean, Don King is not behind them. Like exploding out of his own head. Yeah. But anyway, Winter Olympics, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what you had to say about the Winter Olympics, is that when you start talking about the Olympics, you start talking about the Summer Olympics. It's like I meant to talk about the winter, but running is so cool, isn't it?
Well, you know, I sort of felt like the one sport that gives the Winter Olympics some sort of macho cred is the biathlon, which is really weird. But it's this cross-country skiing and shooting.
Right.
Which I feel like really was a development of, like, Norwegian special forces in World War II or something like that. It's like, you know, yeah, we had to cross these mountains and assassinate a Nazi commander. and then get back over the mountains.
Right, right, right.
And whoever did that won because we survived.
So the rules of the Olympics are the German team can never, ever compete in this.
Not in the biathlon, no, no. They can do ice skating.
You're banned from a...
They can do, I don't know, hockey maybe. No, but I mean, I guess hockey's a pretty serious sport, but it's, you know, again...
Right, in the team sports, it's kind of weird because it doesn't really feel very Olympic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas, like, I feel the other ones, and even, like, skiing is almost not very Olympic. I almost like the Olympics for the obscure sports.
Hmm.
You know, because it's like, yeah, you could watch, you know, hockey during... I mean, the NHL is probably... Right. I don't even watch the Olympic hockey, so I don't know. But I would imagine the NHL is better hockey than the Olympic hockey because they're getting paid for it, you know, and you have a less... Why would it be better? I don't know why it would be better. I just think it would be...
Well, it's got... what it does have going for it is that sort of patriotic thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing...
Which is cool.
Which is a thing that's sort of like... It's another sort of aspect of the Olympics which sort of like repels me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely... patriotic, I guess you could say. I mean, in the sense that I am for my country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not like against it, so you couldn't say I'm not a patriot, but I'm not like rah, 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 USA.
Right, okay.
But, and I feel slightly uncomfortable when people are.
Well, I think, okay, all right. Yeah, I'm not blind me to anything else. I'm all for the USA, but I think that, you know, in terms of sporting events, it's kind of neat to see the teams based on where the guys are from. As opposed to, like, it's like, you know, in any professional sport, you end up with kind of like the Yankees and the Detroit Tigers, you know?
Root for the team that you're local to, and then when they don't make the playoffs,
right,
then you root for the
team you're local to, but all those players are just based on what they can earn, you know? It's the Yankees get the best players, and the Detroit Tigers don't.
But it's the same with the Olympics, right? It's like you're rooting for your country, but those people that are in the country, I mean, you're like...
But they're all from your country. That's the difference.
I mean, they are, you're right. But
except that now they've started doing like weird things where they give people temporary citizenship.
Yeah, it's like citizenship and things like that. But it's also like, it's just some person, like, you know, it's like, it's weird also because I feel like the Olympic system is like sort of like farm system and not like in the baseball system, like in the baseball term, it's like... This is a farm, and we are going to find the best athletes and just, like, breed them to be the best so they can, like, win gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not...
Oh, in the psychotic...
Yeah, in a psychotic scary way.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, yeah. Like, the Chinese Olympic team that's sort of frightening that way.
Right, and like, they have an Olympic training center, and you need to go there, and you need to focus on, like, you know, being really good at this thing. And, like, it's just weird, and like, these, you know, these... people who are the gymnasts and the figure skaters and all that stuff, they've been doing it since like they've been like they're like five, you know. Yeah. And like, I know baseball players have been playing since they're five, but I think they've been having fun at it since they're five, right? I mean, like, and maybe it's that I'm not a gymnast or a figure skater, but it just doesn't seem like they're having very much fun.
Remember, Trini, you love the balance beam.
I do love the balance beam.